Vayikro el Moshe, Pash Vayikro. Vayikro el Moshe, Vayidab Hashem Eilo, Meoye Leimo. Pash Vayikro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, calls to Moshe. Vayidab Hashem Eilo, Meoye Leimo. Hashem speaks to Moshe. May Oihel Moihe Leimor. Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Romar to Aleihem. Romar to Aleihem. Odom ki Yakub mikem korban Lashem. Min Abahema, min Abokom, min Atzon Takriva es korbanchem. It's interesting to note Parashas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra is called Vayikra. The first word again, but we have to understand the Yesod of Vayikra being the headlines for Parashas HaShavua and for the Sefer. It's this Sefer called Vayikra. Tzorach Lohavin, the Inyan. Shmuel is given in Yeshiva's Mikdash. Vayikra Moshe. He called to Moshe. Vayidavash Meolim Eloi Moshe. Vayikra Moshe, he called to Moshe. We know the Aleph is very small in the word Vayikra. Kanotates, Moshe's godless, his anova, his humbleness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling to him a very, very Lashon Chavivos, and Moshe writes it with a small Aleph to show his anova. Steps in this parasha dafka, which I've spoken to many times. Chazal say, Yuma daf dalit, the Gemara says, Vayikra Moshe Vayidab Hashem Eil Me'olam Lo Leimor, says the Gemara in Yuma daf dalit. Limda, what's the lashon Vayikra Moshe Vayidab Hashem Eil? He called to him, and he speaks to him. It's called the double lashon. Calls them Vayidaber Elo. So Zok to Gemara Lim Detor Dech Eretz Lo Yoyma Odom Dovel Chaveyam Kim Koyrehu. A person shouldn't talk to his friend. Shouldn't discuss something with his friend. Shouldn't converse with his friend unless you call him first. Hey, yo. You call him by his name. You're supposed to call the guy. Lim Torah, you're supposed to call the guy. The uncle, Shmero, call him first. And then you discuss, you want to talk to him. You call him over and then you discuss what you want to discuss, but just to walk over to him, just say something to him, just to not relate to the person, Chazal says it's not derech eretz. Again, we have to understand the shaykhus to the Indian over here of karbonis. As we know, save by yikro, save by karbonis. What is the Indian dafka parasha karbonis starts off with these in yonim. Vayta tzorach lahavin Odom ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem min habehema min habokol min hatzoin takriva es korbanchem. The Torah starts off in depicting the parasha of korbanos. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. And the Torah is very interesting that says with Odom, what's the Odom ki yakriv korban Hashem? Odom. Odom, Zakrashi already asked the kasha, Loma Nemer Odom. Ma Odom Harishon, a hikriv min a gezel, Shakol Hoye Shaloi, Afatem, lo sakriv min a gezel. Don't be makri from gezel. It's interesting that you saw it. Don't be makri from gezel. First of all, the teacher, what's the emphasis on Odin for that? Stam. And say, there are psukim in Hilchos Kamais in Karbonis already that tell us, Ani Hashem soine gezel ba'oila, the Gemara in Sukkah, we know. Hashem hates gezel ba'oila and Karbonis. What is the etzim? What's the emphasis over here? Odom ki Yaakov became korban Hashem. Don't take it from the gezel. Why the emphasis with Odom harishon? What's up with Odom harishon? All this needs beer. Lamaise, the beginning of Parashat Vayikra, we start the eating of korbanos. But Lamaise, as Rashi brings down, we don't discuss first the eating of korban. We relate to korban as eating of a person bring a korban, he did a sin, he did an aveir, he did a chet. We understand the eating of korban, the person does a chet, he has to bring a korban. But Lamaise, the sugya of the beginning of Parashat Vayikra has nothing to do with chatos. These are oilers or kabanos, which are korban, which Rashi brings down, they're korban nedava. The korban nedava. Yosepis, the terrorist, opens up the palsha from korbanos in the inyan of korban nedava, which is a free will offering. You don't have to bring it. You're not for achatos, a person has to bring, it's mechuyiv to bring. But a korban, a korban nedava is not mechuyev. It's a person came along at his own free will. What's the inyan of Pasha Korbanos? Starts off with the inyan of the nedava. And the last thing, plus it's very interesting. Odom ki Yaakov became korban Hashem min habehema min habokla min hatzon takrivu es korbanchem. But Maisa, the parasha starts off l'choyu b'inyan of Yochid. Odom ki Yaakov became korban Hashem. And then we go into the pasuk ends off min hatzon takrivu es korbanchem. L'choyu, we're talking about the individual. And then we go into the tziva. So Rashi already comments on that two people could bring, and also comes nidvat tzibur. But the pshuta shall make we have to understand the pshat. The korbanos is a very tifa inyan. The shachochma brings from many mefarshim, different mahalchim in the korbanos. The Rambam shita laharchek odom min avodah zarah. People used to be makriv to the Avodah Zarah, so Hashem, we instituted the Inyan of Korbanos, the makriv Lashem. We think there were spiritual koiches. When the Pshuta Shal Mikra, Halim Mefarshim Lorim Shat, the Chinuch, the Ramban Mashma, a little bit of this also, the Yisoid of Korban is Kishmoy. The Yisoid of Korban, Lashon Korev, Lashon to come close. Korbanos, the Tafkid of Korbanos, is that a person should learn, should understand, to learn a lesson, an understanding that through that lesson, through that knowledge, through his actions, as the Chinuch says many times in many of the mitzvahs, a person is nifal, a people loisa. A person is affected according to his actions. And as the Chinuch says many times, the Shorosh HaMitzvahs, many of the mitzvahs that we have, we're doing pa'ulas, doing actions, but the actions are there to teach us, to guide us, to train us, to develop an understanding of what we should do, what's our tachlis. The Yisoid of Korbanos, as the Chinuch says, And we feshu an in of chait, of a chatos. That the person is composed of two aspects, of two makings, the guf and the neshama, the physical and the spiritual. And this is the constant battle, as the Chovas Alvavas writes, Omer HaYetzer, Omer HaSeichel. There's a continuous battle inside of us between the physical and the spiritual, each one pulling their ways. As the Mesil Shem says in Perek Aleph, Ki Ma'odim Nimshach. The physical has to be upheld. The problem is the Nimshach, being drawn afterwards. The Deek Lashon of the Mesil Shem, to be drawn after the physical aspect of a person's body. But the physical is constantly pushing. It has its time, it has to be upheld, it has to be given, you have to eat. The person's not mechuyev to fast. The person, all his bodily functions have to be mechuyev. But the yesod advarim is, who's in control? Who's in control of my life? The battle is for the control. But there's a battle. And each side is pushing for to get that control. When the Taiva takes control, he shoils it on the Odom. So he goes one way. And when the Seichel HaAnushi, the Neshama, the Nefesh, the Neshama of a person, is in control, so he goes a different way. But this is the battle for the beginning of times, for the time of Odom HaRishon. And a person in this world first has to understand he's in that battle. But secondly, God, the Ibn Shalom understood, Zochor ki ofer anochtu, that we have this mitzias of our Adam, min ha'adama. And he understood that we could fall, he understood we could mess up, he understood we could be nimshach. And the yisoid of a korban was to take a physical behemoth, an animal, take that animal, slaughter it, destroy it, take out its blood, sprinkle it on the mizbeach. The yisoid was to be mafil inside of a person, to put that image inside of a person that there is something outside of who I am, who I really am. The physical, the behema, the animalistic nature that I have, that I'm created in the animal form, with the skin and the blood and the physical of an animal, and to go and take that animal, as the first one say, that everything done with the animal is supposed to think that's being done with himself, and to destroy it, and to show that it has no essence, to wipe it off the map. And that's the Taira. It comes with the chatos. Because Baruch Hu wanted to say you messed up because you were drawn after the physical of the animalistic characteristic. You now go ahead and shecht. Destroy it. Then you must make that impression that I have to be shoylet. I have to rule over that animalistic character. I can't let it rule over me. I'm going to now to destroy it. I'm going to show my rulership over it. By shechting it, by killing it. By taking its blood and doing what I want with it. Take all the limbs and burning it. Total oblivion. To show that I can be in control of the animalistic nature. That's when a person does a chatos. But it could be the yesoid is the same yesoid pashtus in all the korbanos. And maybe the yesoid of nedov is that a person, and he does a chet, he for sure was drawn, but a person feels, he wants a miskayav more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels he's leaning. He's not doing chatoyim. But he feels he's leaning. He feels he's being influenced. He feels people are influencing him. Or even his nature, he's getting a taiva. His taiva is being ran on. He's having an asoyin. He hasn't been overcome to do the chet. So he needs also to remechazik himself. Odom ki Yaakov mikam korban Hashem. He goes and takes a korban, and even though he's not chayav chatos, he's not doing aveira yet, but he feels he's being drawn in the wrong direction. His friends are taking him for a gavaldik vacation. What he thought, it's all kosher. The hotel, big flashing signs. Kosher! The restaurant, come on! Telling you this restaurant's kosher in downtown Nahariya. Rabbi Yitzhak Maluli is the Rabbi Machshir. Just be sure he's only nifter in the 1948 war. But he still signed on the kashrut. Underneath it says, Yitzhak Maluli, Palestine, Israel. That's his address. In order to call, you need an Asimon. I want to get that. It used to be the old way of calling. You had to put these coins in it and a special... He's not around anymore. But come on, the steak looks so kosher. I once went to a restaurant. Someone told me, were telling me they were talking to me. Rebbe, I got to go to this restaurant in Talpiot. I forgot what the name was. It was many years. Maybe before. First, and whatever it was, the guys were telling me this is the restaurant everybody goes to. It's mamish, unbelievable. So I thought for my anniversary, it was a good time to go. You know, gotta celebrate the anniversary. The kids are. You know, we can't go for pizza every year for the anniversary. But we like to, so we said we're going to splurge. We're going to this restaurant. Everybody's mamish making the whole thing. So I walk in there to the restaurant, waiting outside, and I see mamish, Baruch Hashem, Yidin. We don't know who it was. The Yidin is essing, Baruch Hashem, essing away. It looked like very schmack of food, Baruch Hashem. So I whenever I go, you know, whenever you go to America, the one thing that you always can count on is, Bachman want to get together with the Rebbe, you know, they want to get together, they want to get a kashrut with you. So, you know, Rebbe, let's get together and let's go out to eat. So that's the one thing that's every time, you know, in Bachman. I once went out, it was three times one night because I didn't want to disappoint this guy. So he said, can we settle down? I said, man, I'm not just going to get just the salad. You didn't realize I ate already two meals. You know, everybody, that's the one. I never said to a guy, Rebbe, let's get together, let's go to the base. No, let's go out to eat, this steakhouse, that you have to come here, you have to come to this guy, you know, like, my first time, they bachur were hyping me up, the first time I ever did it, guys are hyping up, Lamarey, Rebbe, that's it, that's the restaurant, it's in Manhattan, we're taking you, that's it, we don't care what you say, okay, listen, you know, I'm serious nefesh for the thumb, eat it. The kids are anyway, so the mice are taking me out, and the mice are there, they take me to this place, Lamarey, and take me in this big car, and we come out walking through Manhattan. I don't know if you're allowed to look up or to the sides, whatever. But anyway, you're walking out, we walk into the Flammarée, we sit down. The guy brings me, Sebi, Rebbe, you're not ordering, we're ordering for you. They bring me this steak, it looked like a cow, 16 ounce steak. And I said, how do I cut this? They put out a chainsaw. You know, you have to cut it down. I never stood in my life, I was cutting it. When did I get to the bottom of that? So I said, they looked at me strange, can I get some ketchup? Oh, it's only for my, you know, in America you can't order ketchup with a steak. Those are steak. So for the fries, you know, at least you get. I said, sure. They said, they bring me out a bottle of Heinz ketchup. You know, the whole bottle. I said, oh, Baruch Hashem, no, that's just for you. I thought we were share with the whole table. No, that's your individual bottle of Heinz ketchup. The first time I saw it. But anyway, that's it, you know, the chainsaw steak. Everything's about, you know, the eating. So it gets, I'm back in this restaurant in Talpio. I don't know if it's around anymore. And I look at the Tudas Hechsher. So it was some Hechsher, I forgot, one of the Hechsher, it seemed like a good Hechsher. So I call, I look on the Hechsher, and it expired like 5 months ago. It was like, you know, it was like maybe in the middle, you know, the anniversary in El, so maybe it expired, you know, whatever, in the middle of the winter, the fourth, when I look at the thing, you know, Teves, Tufshin, whatever, it's like 6 months expired. So I go over to the guy, the head, you know, he's a real from Jew, without nothing on him there, you know, he says, Baruch Hashem. You know, he said the ceiling is big enough, it could be the kippah, my kippah. He's without a yarmulke, so like, yeah, of course you can trust this tour. This guy's telling you it's kosher. He's sitting without a yarmulke, and I look through in the back, see Chinese guys frying, you know, Hashem, at least have, you know, mashkichim around. Anyway, the kids are so cool. I said, listen, things have expired, you know, what's doing with your kashrus? Oh, don't worry, everything's beseder, everybody's eating, no one has to go. Everything is beseder gamur, he says. Beseder gamur. The Rabbanut, you just have to say the Rabbanut, it's in the mail. We just haven't got it. It's taking 6 months. It's coming from China. You know, it's fake. So it's coming from, where's it coming from? It's in the mail already. Said, okay, can I have the number of the mashkiach? He said, we have 2 mashkiach, no problem. Ding, ding, ding. I call up the mashkiach. Hello, you're like, yeah, I'm the mashkiach. Where are you? I'm at a wedding right now. So who's the, oh, the other mashkiach? Is that his, the other mashkiach here? No, he stepped out for a minute. It's been, you know, he stepped out, I'm waiting there. It's, the minutes are passing. Oh, he must have got lost on the way to the store. I don't know. He said something that he, not this mashkiach, not knowing. Everybody's eating away and pressing away. And there's no hechsher on the place. And I don't even know if there is another mashkiach because the other guy, I try to call him, he never answered the phone. Bekitza, so you know, and I call up, got some lady, I don't know. Anyway, Bekitza, so at the end of the day, there was no one, there was no mashkiach there, there was no one, there was kefri guys around. And I'm saying, you have to be careful just because everybody tells you it's kosher. That's the, everybody tells you this restaurant. I'm not saying, you know, people are having, but you have to be careful, I say, especially even in Eretz Yisrael, like I know, I once had a relative, he came here, and, you know, he came, you know, like, he said, have you hear things in Hebrew writing? So he said, of course, in Israel, everything's kosher, you know, everything's kosher. It's all Hebrew writing, you know, it says on it, chazir, in Hebrew. Chazir means pig, you know, chazir, you know, kosher. You know, you have to know what you're buying, Rabbi. So wherever you go, especially going on now on vacation, you have to be very careful about where you're eating, who you're eating from. It doesn't just mean, and the type of a person, it's food, and the person wants to eat food and have good food. But at the end of the day, we have to eat kosher food. And Lamai said, at the end of the day, the fact that, you know, there's a sign in the window blinking kosher, where somebody behind the desk says, yeah, everything here is okay, 100%. I'm telling you. And the guy has look, you know, he has a ponytail in the back. And he's telling you, everything here is 100% kosher. My grandmother was a religious woman, he says. He says, shows you a picture of his grandmother with a tichel. She's hanging in the back of the store, you know, hanging in the back of the store. And he says, everything here is 100%. You can't, you have to know, Rabbi says, it's not partial. But the mice, the teva of the person is to be nimshach. And the person feels that he's being pulled away. So the Torah said, there's a mice you could do. Odom ki Yaakov mikem kov al asher. You could go ahead and you could offer a carbon to Dava. You didn't do a chet yet, but you feel you're being pulled. You need an injection of spirituality. You need a chizik. So you bring a carbon to Dava, and again, you concentrate, you focus on the behemoth Shaboy that we're wrapped in a behemoth, and the behemoth is drawing us and pulling us down. And that's the nature of the Korach HaBehema HaBahami. That's in every single person. And a person has to understand it and realize what's going on in his life and going on in his Derech HaChayim and not get lost. The nature of a person, when he gets pulled and pulled and pulled, he gets so far away, he doesn't even recognize it. And he loses himself. Vayikra Moshe. Hashem calls to Moshe. You shouldn't call somebody unless you call. You shouldn't speak to someone unless you call him first. The Maral, I heard from Yaakov Lieberman. We were in shul as he said chat. He said from the Maral, what's the pshat? Because when you want to mechav the person, when you want to speak to a person, when you want to talk to the person, you don't want to just talk to his flesh. You want to talk to the person. You call his name. You want to speak to the essence of a person. You call his name first. You still want to say something, okay, but you want to speak to the person. You want to relate something. You want to converse with the person. You call to him. Because when you call to him, you speak to him, the real him. You're speaking to his essence. The name of a person, that's his essence. That's who he is. That's his metzius. You want to speak to him, you want to relate to him, you call his name. Because that's who he is. That's his essence. That's the Torah's derech eretz. Because when you're talking with somebody, you want to talk to him. And if you're talking to him, you got to first call him and relate to him and talk to his essence. That's Parsha Vayikra, that's Parsha Kabbonis. Kabbonis is, if you Ramban, comes out Rambam, comes out Muridik. What's the Yisod of Avodah Zorah, boys? The Yisod of Avodah Zorah is being lost. The person's lost his derech. He's lost who he is. He's lost that he's a creation, he's a niver from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's he worshiping Avodah Zorah to a Pesel? He's lost his connection to who he is. Rav Matal Pogromsky says of Glal the Gevort. He says by Hagar it says that Hagar was lost. She went away. She ran away with Ishmael. They ran away, and she was toya baderech. She said it was toya. So Rashi says she went back. When Avram threw out, she went back to her Gilulei Avodah Zorah. She went back to her Gilulei Avodah Zorah. So the Motel asks, how does Rashi know that? How does Chazal know that? Just says she was Taya. Maybe she took a wrong turn on the turnpike. So the Motel, because a Yid is never lost. A Yid knows who's connected to HaKadosh Baruch. He knows that the Kodesh Baruch has a plan, there's a Seder Achai. There's a Mahalach. If you're connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you're really deeply connected, you know you have a calling in life. You have something to accomplish. You have a spiritual calling. Wherever it might be. So you're never lost. If you're in this Mokoyim, then you're supposed to be there because you're supposed to accomplish something. The Toiv HaSa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Supposed to bring out Kovet Shemayim in this place. If you understand, there's a Borei Olam who's running the world, and you're a Nivra from a Borei Olam, you're not lost. So the Motel, if Chazal says she was lost, must be the Taichish, she was Chazal of the Leguli Avodah Zorah. A Yid is never lost. He tells a mice over there. The Ramatul was once on a train with another person, another Yid, and it was Mamash Erev Shabbos. This is in Rav Gifter's book. They were in a train, and it was Erev Shabbos, and they realized that they're not going to make it back to Tells, wherever they were going, and they had to get off the train. They ended up in some town that they never even heard of, and was walking Erev Shabbos, and they asked, is any Jew in there? And they said they were sent to a certain place, and they said, yeah, there's a Yid that lives there. And the Yid opens up the door, and the Yid said, is any of you a Moyel? Any of you a Moyel? And Ramatul says, lo and behold, the guy I'm traveling, his time is to be a Moyel. He says, tomorrow on Shabbos, the eighth day, and my son's birth, the Moyel is supposed to come. I don't know what happens. Every Shabbos, he never showed up. The Yid is never lost. Wherever Yid might be, there's a calling. He has a calling, a spiritual calling. And when he goes astray, when he's led by the goof, the goof is taking him down a destructive past, then he gets lost. He loses himself. He loses who he is. He loses who his essence is, because we're not physical robots. This is a beget. We're in a Shamat Tehoira. We're in Nivra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a Tachlis and Tavkit. We have to accomplish something in our lives. We have the spiritual calling. Vayikra al Moshe. Save of Ayikra, the save of Kobonis, because Kobonis helps us to get back on the path of losing our calling. Everybody, one of us, has a spiritual calling to accomplish, to strike, to connect. Vayikra al Moshe, Vayitavra Hashem Eilof. Moshe, I'm calling to you. But if a person has a physical barrier, if he's involved in the physical world, if he gets indulges in the physical world, if he gets nimshach, he doesn't hear the calling. He loses his path. He becomes a toya baderech. The whole yisoy of what is there, of karbonis comes like a valdik, is, according to the Rambam, the Mar and the Vuchim, is to take away from what is there. Because that's the yisoy of what is there, a toya. The korban is misguided of the Kodesh Baruch Hu by realization that I'm not a body, I'm not a goof, I'm not a flesh. I'm a spiritual soul that has a calling. And that's what I have to accomplish. But every individual, Rabbi Sai, has their own calling. Every individual has their own tafkid. Every individual has their own difficult journey. But every individual is individual. It's specific. I'm that Yanko. I have my own name. I have my own call. The Odom ki yakrav mikem kolban Hashem v'loy min ha-gezel. What's the yisod of gezel? It's somebody else's. It doesn't belong to me. It's not shaykh to me. There could be two dinim over here. Soine gezel bo'oilo is a dinim de chavtza. The Kodesh Baruch doesn't want this behemoth. But Adam ki yakir mikem kovan Hashem mitzad the gavra mitzad you. You have to know what your spiritual calling is. With your neshama, with your guf, with your taivis. You have to sacrifice your taivis. Each one individual. This one's covered. This one's, what's his bahamish? What's his behemoth? We all have our own fights and struggles with our taivis, with our nimshach. But it's individual. It's not the gavra, it's not the person. You as an individual. Hashem Vadi hates gezel v'oila. That's mitzad the chefetz of the korban. Mitzad you though, you have to understand. Odom, you can't bring it from the korban because you're not going to accomplish the tafkid of a korban. The tafkid of a korban is understand that my taivis, I have to shech my taivis. I have to remove for myself my Bahamishkai, wherever it might be. This and this taiva, this and this addiction. He has his addiction and his addiction. Each individual has to sacrifice from themselves. It's a din in the gavra. That's why it's a tzveit to din, a second din it could be. As if he owed him harisha, koi de machet. Adam HaRishon had the clarity to understand and to realize what's his tafkid. There was no one else in the world, but we sometimes miss out. We think this guy and that we have to be. No, you're your own individual. You have your own struggles, your own taivis, your own isyoinis, your own battle. The tafkid of Adam HaRishon. You got to take your korban, your own bahamishkeit, your own physical, and realize that the physical is not me. My physical is not me. My tithes have to push away and bring out who I really am, the spiritual being, Vayikra Moshe. And that's when the parish of Vayikra, it's more because Moshe Rabbeinu was the example, the highest example of what this means, because Moshe Rabbeinu had no zich. He had no atzmias. That's what anovi is. Whatever I do have, whatever possessions I have, whatever I have, it's totally like Kodesh Baruch. I don't feel it's totally like Kodesh Baruch. I have no self. Vayikra is small. Moshe Rabbeinu hears the calling because he's in anov. He has no zich. There is no etz. There is no self. There is no physical. He understands his calling. And a person goes in life and feels he's being drawn away. His friends, his society is pulling in all directions. He gets up and he's makriv a korban Hashem. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. And now the pasuk comes. We get tied to the pasuk doing a takriv as korbancha, because that's it's shaykh now that everybody can offer a korban on both sides. When an individual knows his place. So there's room for everybody else. But when the individual doesn't know his place, when he feels that everything belongs to me, everything is for me, I have to eat and do everything, the person's into the zich. So it's very, very hard for everybody else to have a place over there. But once a person's Odom ki yakrav mikem kolban Hashem, he's machar away the zich, the atzvius, the physical. He realizes the spirit is neshama. He can understand that everybody around us has a makom. The pasuk ends off, "Takrivo es korbanchem." Everybody now can offer a korban. Rabbi Yisai, holding mamish, a week left, a week and a half left. Now we're going on a big vacation. Every single one of you have accomplished so much this matter. Baruch Hashem, each in their own individual ways. You have to look on yourself at your spiritual climb. Baruch Hashem is miridik. Unbelievable. Some of you, we don't recognize you. Some of you are makriv mamish korbanis this year. You took the zich, the physical, and everything that was about you, and you put it to the side, and the spiritual came out, Rabbi Yisai. And you're an under a person, Rabbi Yisai. You were makriv a lot to get where you are, Rabbi Yisai. But now starting a period of vacation, and Beit HaZman, Rabbi Yisai. Oy, vey, 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 Rabbi Yisai. We have to be worried, Rabbi Yisai. It's very nice, we're going here, we're going there, we're going to smile, hang out, this, but that, ba-boo, ba-ba. We always speak about, with Mr. Hashem, hopefully we have a chance, but we always speak about the spiritual dangers out there. You tell a person, tell to a guy, Lemaisa, you know, don't go to this certain city near Israel, that lay up north, there's minefields over there. Mamish minefields, big minefields. And there's a big sign over there, Atzor, stay mukashim. If anybody doesn't know it, no one should walk in those fields. What is that? Stay Mukashim means a field of mines. So, you know, two yeshiva bachim, they're going for a walk with the cigarettes. They're walking up north. It's over at the Yule today. And they're walking up north. What is that sign? You have another cigarette? I just finished my night. What's that sign? You know, he's throwing the cigarettes, you know, near the Stay Mukashim. He's smoking away. Come on! Minefield. Come on, you believe these signs over here? You have a little schnapps, little schnapps, little schnapps, a little chaim, 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 you know, it's an Arab walking by, chaim, chaim, yeah. Kids up. So they're going, stay mukashim. Minefield. With any guy in his right mind, maybe after he had a few drinks, but in his right mind, would anybody say, come on, let's just take a little stroll? I stroll. What's the worst could happen? My leg could end up in Lebanon. At least hopefully he'll hit in some Ab's nose. And my arm. Syria, join the fight. One arm. I was thinking, are you out of your mind? You're going in a stable Kashim? You're going to a minefield? Are you crazy? But here we are. Spiritual minefields. Whistling while we work, walking down the streets, going to places, going on vacations, going to be in Asmanim, to places where mamish spiritual minefields are going to be. Who knows what's waiting in this place he's going for? Who knows what's going on over there? What's the plan for Shabbos? Ksois Friday night and the Sivas in the morning? Or we're going to do some Sifrei Nevi'im maybe in over Shabbos, Melachim and other Svarim. Seven Nevi'os there were, seven Nevi'os. There weren't only Nevi'im, there were Nevi'os also. We learned about the seven Nevi'os. Let's only... Well, we always in Kirov. They taught me I have to be Makariv. Listen, maybe I'll have a future on a college campus. And he's walking into spiritual minefields. That person can, we can joke about it and talk about it, but both sides, danger ahead. Danger ahead of us. Don't blow it in the minefields. Don't blow up your whole future, or at least your past. What you accomplished. The high makriv, everybody was makriv korbanos this year. They spiritually got close to Hashem, that's the kirver. Don't lose it, Rabbi Yisrael. Don't waste it. All the effort. With a serious effort to do what you can, but say, don't waste it on a bottle of wine. Don't waste it on a cheap little thing, Rabbi Yisrael, to be mimshach after shtusim on just a little thing. Yeah, come on, we're just gonna go see what's going on in the, you know, the big T over here. Come on, we're just gonna go look a little bit. Don't listen to that schmooze. We're going for a little stroll Thursday night down that road, down that place. Just a little. What could be wrong? What could happen? Just a little stroll, Rabbi says. Small 5-minute stroll in a minefield. Just 5 minutes. Throwing your cigarettes down at different places. Not a problem. What could happen, Rabbi says, in 5 minutes? We have to be so weary, Rabbi said. It's a horror. The animalistic koyach that we have in us is pulling. He pulls and he convinces. And he says, okay, just a little bit, take a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Before you know it, Rabbi said, the guy is drunk, lying out, splattered on the floor, doing stupidity, he's doing crazy things. He just wanted a little God, Yaakov Daniel, a little one. Abyssal, Yaakov Daniel, that's all. And slowly, there he is, drunk, acting like an idiot, doing stupid things, walking with who knows how he's walking around. And he could lose so much of us. It's not easy. Everybody knows it's not easy. We're in a battle. It's dangerous. It's dangerous and it's difficult. Very difficult. A bocher in this generation, Rabbi Yisrael, and I'll tell you the truth, 100%. I don't know if I was a bocher in your time. I don't. It's crazy now. It's crazy. You want to be a serious guy. You want to grow. You want to get places. You want to do something with your life. It's very, very hard. It's tremendously hard. This thing's pulling everything there's out there today, and the problem is we have it in our hands. We have it around us. The Rishiva doesn't know. The Rishiva knows about all this stuff that's in the pockets. This thing and that thing. He knows everything. We're hiding it. We fooled the Rishiva again. We got it. We got it worked out. Rishiva comes, move it to the left pocket, the right pocket, put it down in my jockey straps. He's not going there. See a guy walking, like, I thought he has a problem. I get him some, what's that stuff, a cream? He walks funny, that there's something in there, whatever. Say you're not fooling anybody. I told someone this week, fool your grandmother, fool the great grandmother, fool Aunt Tilly and Uncle Sam. You can fool them. Fool your parents. Fool your Rebbe. He's not fooled, but try to fool your Rebbe. Try to fool everybody, but don't fool one person. Don't fool one, but don't fool yourself. Don't be an idiot. You know these things that you have, these equipment, these things. Every time you go on it, you ask, they say, what an idiot, why did I touch those buttons? Why do I have this stupid thing on me? I know what it does to me. Why? What am I doing to myself? I'm shooting myself in the brain. Why am I playing Russian roulette? What's that game with the bullet? Russian roulette? Why am I playing with the bullet? What am I doing? Well, listen, I have a 5% chance that my brains won't end up on the living room couch. But there's a 1% chance that your brains are going to be lying all splattered all over the couch. And there he is again, going into the same thing, Russian roulette. But I'm only going to see Voss is nice. Oh boy, did he find out Voss is nice. In English. Don't be foolish about this. Everybody needs their time off, their vacations. Time to relax, as we say with different shmurs, Ayin Shmurs 2:11. We're not going to use the C word. But Rabbi Yisrael, don't blow yourselves up. Don't lose yourselves. Our job in life is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the job. And the last point, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara says in Brachas that we don't have karbonis. Tefillah is b'makom karbonis. Because tefillah, we talk with our speech, which is our seichel to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and our makar. We don't. There's no bodily. There's no body. It's all talking. It's all dibur. It's all kedusha. Rabbi Yisrael, you don't have the karbonis, but sit there and daven. you feel you're being pulled, you feel you're succumbing, you feel you're losing it. Get up, daven a good shachris, davening throughout the day, Rabbi Zayn. That's your korban today. Take your speech, shel koach ruchni, koach haseichel, you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no body involved. It's only the speech, Rabbi Zayn. You talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, help me. Save me. I want to come close to you. I want to be korev to you. Korban, korev, close. Let's remain close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout our life, throughout my life. It should be a nachas to Hashem. A nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu our whole lives, Rabbi Zayn. Ashrei Misha Molo B'Toyer, Rabbi Zayn, nachas. Hashem has a nachas from us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu always have that nachas. Let's come close to Him, Rabbi Zayn. Let's keep Yishoymer what we've gained. Stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisoychot, Yikorov, to be very close. I did Mashiach Sikeinu here.